You're listening to the Hannah Ashton Podcast, the show for dreamers and achievers, and where women can learn how to create their own digital success that leads to a healthy and happy career. I'm your host, Hannah, a YouTuber, entrepreneur, public speaker, and college student, and I am so glad you're here. I can't wait to spill all my secrets and all my interviewees' tips with you all today. So let's get started. Oh my goodness. I haven't sat down to record a podcast in over a month, probably a month and a half to two, but it feels good to be back, guys. I'm so excited to be here because, like I said, I haven't recorded in a while, so the episodes you guys have been hearing are pre-recorded. I have one more pre-recorded episode that's so good, a great interview that'll be coming up soon, but then it's just recording more so that we can stay on top of the podcast game because I've missed it and I love it. And so many YouTubers are coming out with podcasts now. It's actually insane. Yeah, Kenzie Elizabeth and Danielle Carolyn and Brooke Michio, they have a joint one. Kenzie's comes out soon. Taylor King and Katie Bellotti. Hello, Katie. Like, so many YouTubers have podcasts now, and I'm loving it. I love listening to all of theirs. And so I hope you guys are finding new ones to listen to. Let me know how you're liking mine recently. And what the other exciting thing about this is that I am now on Spotify, which was a much easier transition than I thought it was going to be. And basically anywhere you can get music, it's on all the platforms now. Yeah, Google Play, Stitcher, like everything, we are on there, which is super exciting, and I just can't wait to dive into this episode. So today I am going to be doing a Q&A, just me, myself, and I haven't done a solo podcast in a while either, and I asked you guys just a few hours ago on the Instagram response story to ask me questions about college and life over the past month, because I've been in college now for about a month exactly. And sorry if there's any outside noises. I'm not in my quiet little room anymore. You may hear doors slam from the hallway or the air conditioning kick on because I can't turn it off I can just put it on low. And so I am recording in my dorm. So sorry if you hear some outside. Oh, speaking of the devil, there goes the air conditioning unit. But I am in my dorm, so I'm very sorry about that, but we're making do. I'm still here for you guys, still hustling. It's almost like 9 o'clock on a Monday night, and we're just here chilling. Okay, so let's get into the questions. A lot of them are similar, so I'm going to jump around. So sorry if it takes me a little bit to figure out which one I'm going to answer first. Okay, the first one I'm going to answer is from LozzyGirly45, and she asks, how do you maintain a healthy diet? Oh, shoot. No, I'm asking. Okay, I'm going to try not to do too many cuts because I just think it's funny, but she also asked this question, which I'm going to answer first because it'll just help with all the other questions. She also asked, what is your college day routine? So I thought I would walk you guys through a day in my life in college. Even though I do vlog and film these, I think it'd be cool to do it through here too, so I'm excited. So I either have an 8 a.m. or a 9 a.m. I have 8 a.m.s Tuesday, Thursday, 9 a.m.s on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And then usually after that first morning class, or before that first morning class, I try to get up Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I try to do some kind of workout. It could even just be a walk around the campus, but I love getting outside in that early morning, especially now because the weather's nice and it's so quiet. It's like the most quiet. It's the quietest I ever am on the campus. Like barely anyone's out. It's just the birds and the squirrels. And I will sometimes take a walk with my coffee, or I'll go to a sunrise yoga class if I'm really feeling it. And then Tuesday, Thursday, I wake up early and I have to go to class earlier, so I deal with that. But I will work a little, respond to emails, do some stuff like that because I have jogging class. Yeah, that's my wellness class. I have jogging class later on the day on Tuesday, Thursday, so I don't usually work out those days. And you guys have asked for a workout video in college, so I promise that is on the way too. Anyway, after my morning class, either at 8 or 9 a.m., I usually have a good break for a few hours, usually, especially Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And so during that, I will either head to the caf for breakfast. I've only done that once. Usually I'll head back into my dorm room and chill and just like clean up for my morning, wash my coffee mug, change my outfit if it's not comfy enough or not cute enough or something like that. I kind of, you know, figure out, really put my life together after that first class is done, maybe do some homework for the following classes that day, just catch up, that kind of thing. Then I usually go to lunch in the caf, or the cafeteria. I know, with all this college lingo, at the caf. Yeah, that's where the meal plan works on my campus. And so I try to eat there as much as possible. So I'll either grab a sandwich, make a something in my room, like soup or a sandwich, or I'll go to the cafeteria with one of my roommates or suite mates. And then I have more classes. So I either have a class at 1 p.m. or at 2 p.m. and then usually for 1 or 2 hours, but I'm always done by like 3:15 Monday, Wednesdays. And I'm done at 5 p.m. on Tuesday, Thursday, just because I have that jog class. But besides the jog class, I'm done at like 3:15 on Tuesdays, Thursdays as well. I just go to work out is basically how I see it. So it doesn't feel like I'm in class until 5, which is nice. And then my Fridays are really great. I made sure to choose a schedule that where I would be done with class pretty early on Friday in case I wanted to travel home or just have Friday to relax. And so my Fridays, I just have a 9 a.m. and then a 10 a.m. and I'm done by 11. So that is what my class schedule is like. In case you all are wondering, I'm interested in other schedules to kind of figure out what's I like. If you guys are about to maybe get your schedule for your second semester, or you're just wondering for in the future with scheduling, I personally wish, this is what I'm wishing right now, maybe it'll change, but I wish I put more classes back to back, because sometimes when I just have an hour break in between each class, it is nice to, you know, relax for that hour, but it tends to be unproductive. I'll just sit on my phone with a coffee instead of, you know, if I had a class right after that and then I was done for the rest of the day, then right after that second class, I could decompress and then get really started to work and be productive. But I just find that these short breaks in between classes, like anything under an hour, I'm not productive in. And so that's kind of what I'm going to look for next semester in my schedule, is maybe putting a few more classes back to back and getting the day done earlier. So once I'm done with classes, it's one of my favorite times of the day besides early morning, like an hour before I have to get to class. I love that time, but I also love the time right when I'm done with class. So Tuesdays and Thursdays, I'm feeling great because I just worked out. Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, you know, I'm feeling good too. And so I'll either take a shower if I worked out or just change into shorts and a t-shirt and put on my sneakers. And I will usually chill out in my room for a little bit, maybe do some stretching or some light homework, or I'll do, you know, yeah, usually like light homework. And then I'll go to dinner in the caf again with my suite mates. And then I'll come back, and if I have a lot of homework, you know, I'll get down to business. Usually my roommate or suite mates have homework during this time, so we kind of just, you know, power through that for a few hours. I do try to be done with my work at around, my schoolwork at around 8 or 9, and that is when if I have to edit a video or do this podcast or something like that, I'll start that around 8 or 9 p.m., and then I'm able to start winding down and getting ready for bed at 10. And then I try to be asleep at 11 or 11:30 so that I can wake up at 6:30 or 7. So that is my college routine. I know it's probably a lot different than a lot of college students. A lot of college students may have night classes, and so they're not getting done with class till 8 o'clock, and then they're doing homework, and then they don't go to bed till 1, and they wake up at maybe 11 if they have, you know, those afternoon or evening classes. But for me, I like to stick with that kind of schedule I had in high school, because I did really well with that, of still getting to bed early. I still really try to get at least 7 hours of sleep. It's just so important to me. Sometimes more important than, you know, studying for an extra hour. I'm like, my body needs that extra hour of sleep. And it's gone well so far for me like that. So that is what my college day routine looks like, so that as we go forward with all these questions, you can kind of get a sense of where I'm coming from. Okay, the next question comes from Dear Charlotte K. She asks, how do you balance the study aspect and the social aspect? This is a hard question. Definitely studying takes up most of your day. I totally underestimated the amount of studying and just homework that I had in college. I didn't have that much homework in high school. And so another question people had, it was like, what was your biggest transition from high school to college? Definitely the amount of homework, because I'm only in class for like 3 hours, but then I'll have like 6 hours of homework over a weekend or something, or a couple hours at night in each class. So the study aspect is a huge part of my schedule right now, because obviously I'm a first semester freshman. I want to do really well in my classes, and so I'm putting a lot of effort into school at the moment, which I think is good. Maybe, you know, by my junior year, I'll start entering more of a social aspect and, you know, we'll see. But right now, I get the social aspect by just hanging out with my sweet mates and roommates because we all get along really well. So we're kind of like a friend group. I got another question about friends, and that's kind of like my main friend group right now is just all of us because we get along so well. And so we keep our doors open and just go in and out of each other's rooms. And so we'll go to dinner and maybe we'll sit with some of the friends from different classes. We'll kind of make a big group at dinner. That's a big social aspect, is just when I go to lunch or dinner, eating with different people. And then the weekends is when we will go to a concert or we'll go to the mall, or I've had a lot of people visit me, my family and friends and Joshua, they visited me. So I kind of get that social aspect on the weekend for sure. But usually like Monday through Thursday, I focus on the studying, and then definitely Friday, Saturday, Sunday is when I get more of the social aspect in. Kayla87, gonna say that's your username, asked, how has it been balancing school and YouTube/business? I've actually gotten a lot of questions on this recently, and it's a really good question. It's been okay so far. I have to be more persistent about when I film and when I edit. I find I haven't put a ton of effort into it yet. Like, I'm still putting out videos and things, but I've really like compressed my editing style, kind of. I don't know. I've made it flow really well. So I'll do videos that are easier to edit, or I'll film 3 videos at a time so that I don't have to film for a week or two. And so I've really just had to be, what is the word? I don't know. I've just had a better routine with it because I don't have time to waste. Efficient. That's the word that I'm thinking of. I've definitely gotten more efficient with my YouTube videos, I feel like. With my business, this is something exciting because I'm not consulting right now. I'm not really focusing on my course or consulting for YouTube. I am working on a new project that I'm not going to announce for a while. So I hate when people give a teaser like, exciting project coming soon. But I do want you guys to know that I am working on something business related besides just putting out videos and social media. But I'm not going to announce it for a while, so I won't tease you all too much. So I have started working on that some, and I haven't had time for that as much as I would like. That's kind of just like a fun thing for me. Whenever I have free time, I'll work on that project. But for YouTube videos, I really enjoy doing the college videos. I know that's kind of overboard, but in case you guys don't know about my YouTube channel, I'm doing a lot of college videos right now. You guys seem to be really liking them. I feel like they're a little overboard with the college titles, but you guys seem to like them, and it's what's going on in my life, so I keep making them. But I basically, like I said, I just find time in the evenings or in the mornings to work on YouTube and business and school the rest of the day. So yeah, definitely have to be in a mindset. I can't go from editing a video to reading a book to working on an Instagram to doing math problems. Like, I have to be either in business mode or in school mode. That's just how I get things done. Going back to LawsyGirl45's other question, how do you maintain a healthy diet during college? And I've gotten a lot of people asking that question too. We'll get into specifics. Personally, I really do try to buy healthy food at the grocery store. So I've gone to Trader Joe's a lot, and I've tried to buy a lot of healthy things from there, and at Kroger and Publix, places like that, just grocery stores. You know, I still like really only drink almond milk. I love my Greek yogurt and granola, so I eat that like it's bread. I love peanut butter, so I have a lot of peanut butter and crackers. I love what is it? Is it 0 bars? 1 bars? I think it's 1 bar. Just like protein bars. I love Luna bars, things like that. So I try to buy healthy food, and I also try to eat healthy in the caf. So the ice cream in the cafeteria is so good, but I only maybe get it once a week. And so I just make it a habit to not stop at the dessert bar, or it's a habit to not go to the burger or fry or the pizza bar. I go to the salad bar, the simple servings bar, the vegetarian vegan bar. You know, I go to the healthier options first. And really, since I've lived here, I had pizza once. I haven't even eaten the burgers because honestly, the healthier your food always looks better than the burgers look. I don't know, just like I love the calf healthy food. And so it's been pretty easy for me to eat healthy because I like the food that they've been preparing. But definitely buying healthy snacks, because if it's not in your dorm, you're not tempted to eat it. And if it's my roommate's, I'm going to be more hesitant because I maybe want to ask her first, or I'll just feel weird eating her food. So definitely just buy healthy food and make it a habit to only go to the healthy stations in your CAF dining or in your school dining. Klee2001 asks, what are your go-to dorm meals and snacks? I feel like I kind of just touched on that, but definitely Greek yogurt and granola, definitely earth balanced coconut and peanut butter blend. Okay, how could I leave this out? Dark chocolate, guys. This is the one thing that has not been good. It's dark chocolate. I go through like a bar of dark chocolate a week. I just snack on it all through the night while I'm studying or when I get that late night craving. I mean, it's better than, you know, eating CAF cookies and brownies, but still, I've tried out so many different kinds of dark chocolate bars in the month I've been here. Let's just put it that way. Lucy Rachel asks, what is your advice to people who are not sure what to study in college or university? Okay, if you don't know what you want to go into, go undeclared. Literally, like, so many people are undeclared in college, and I think it's one of the smartest things. I think it's way smarter than starting classes in a major and then having to change it and all of that. So there's a few options. There's just be undeclared or undecided, whatever your college calls it, and that's basically where you take core classes, and then, you know, maybe after a year or even 2 years of being undecided, you can hear from other students, kind of see what other majors are like, and then actually choose your major. No harm in being undecided. Another option is going to your community college for 2 years and then transferring, so getting your associates for way less money than going to a four-year university. It is such a smart move, honestly. So get your basic core classes out of the way for way cheaper at a community college, and then transfer to your dream school after 2 years by showing them you've gotten great grades at this other community college for 2 years, and they're more likely to accept you if they've seen you've done good, and then you can choose your major. And, you know, it's just, that's such a good way to save money. And if you don't know exactly what you want to go into, you don't want to be paying $30,000 a year for a degree that you're not even sure you like. So that is my advice. No harm in doing that. Natalia Taylor, hey, hope you're listening, asked, what has been your favorite part of the home to college transition? Favorite part? That's an interesting. A lot of people ask the hardest part, which is definitely just not seeing your family or your dogs every day. That's definitely the hardest part. It's just weird, like, not seeing them. But my favorite part, I think just like being on your own time schedule. I've always been really independent. Like, I'm going to have my mom on the podcast here soon, and she'll tell you. I've always been really independent. I've always tried to eat healthy ever since like sixth grade. I was buying my Chobani Greek yogurt, and I was like, this is what I'm eating for breakfast every day. And I did. And I would go to bed early, or I would, you know, get my homework done. Like, I've always just been so independent. And so that really wasn't a big transition for me, as I know it is for a lot of people. But I still enjoy it. I still like being able to choose when I go to bed and being able to manage my time and being able to manage what I eat and just be in charge of my life. It's just like a good feeling to have control over your life, if that makes sense. This is a good question. It may take me a second to think about an answer. Sakina Ramos, I don't know how to say username, but they ask, what is something that you weren't expecting about college that you had to learn or adjust to quickly? This is a really good question. I feel like I was pretty prepared just because I watched so many YouTube videos on college. And so I have all the right stuff in my dorm, and I, you know, chose all the right classes or whatever. I don't even know if I did, but hopefully I chose the right classes. But, I think like being stuck in a routine is definitely something I was not prepared for. Being in a college right next to Nashville, because I didn't even go over where I'm at or what I'm studying. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I am at Belmont University, and my major is entrepreneurship, and I'm probably going to go into a double major, entrepreneurship and marketing. I should have said that at the beginning. Oh well, there you go. Hopefully, if you were wondering, you're still here. But definitely getting stuck in a routine. So being at Belmont in Nashville, I thought I would be in Nashville like, you know, a few times a week, like going not really downtown, but just like the cute parts of Nashville. I thought I would go out, you know, to the boutiques or whatever more often. But really, I only get out if I need food, like I need to go to Target or Kroger, or if it's the weekend. And I'm trying to change that up by booking things to do outside. But usually when I get home from class, like I have so much homework and all I want to do is just relax. And so I'll just like sit in my dorm or whatever. And so that's what I find that I do. And that's what I want to do, which is totally fine. So something, but doing that, I get in a rut and it's just like class, homework, class, homework, class, homework, repeat, wake up, repeat. Like it just gets like in a rut. And especially since I live on campus, like right in the heart of campus, I'm just kind of, we call it the Belmont bubble. I feel like I'm stuck in the Belmont bubble sometimes by just going through the same motions all the time. While like in high school, I mean, you're still in motions, but there's still new things that happen every day, you know, that kind of thing. So that's what I've had to adjust to. I'm going to take a sip of water real quick. Okay. Next question. Jack of Fire asked, how is dorm living? I was really scared for dorm living. I'm going to be honest. I've never shared a room, never shared a bathroom. Yeah, it was a blessed childhood. And I was a little scared for how, you know, living in a 16 by 16 room, which is actually pretty big for a dorm room. I'm very thankful for the size of our dorm room. But I didn't know how that was going to be. But I've actually enjoyed it so much. I like having less space because I have less stuff. And so I, you know, it's easier to maintain. It's easier to clean. I love, like I said, I love my suite mates. I love my roommate. They're my best friends right now on campus. And so I really like living with them because it's like having a sleepover. So when I want to talk, you know, I just head over to their room and like we'll talk for hours or whatever. But if I'm tired and I want to chill, I just put on my headphones and climb into bed and watch Sierra Burgess is a Loser, you know, I just watch my Netflix or whatever. And so I've had not. And I also love my dorm room. Like, I love the setup and the decor, and it just makes it so much better if you love how your dorm room looks, I feel like. So a dorm room should be up on the channel by the time this podcast goes up, so go check it out. But yeah, I was worried, but I'm good, guys. This is interesting. I'm good with the dorm room life. Joy Lizette asks, are you homesick? Okay, guys, so I've talked to like people on my campus as well and my friends who are at other colleges, and they've said a similar thing. It kind of goes in waves. So some days will be super great and I'm like, I'm living my life, I'm doing my thing, I'm in college having a great time. And then some days, usually the days that I'm stuck in my dorm doing homework for 6 hours, these are the days that I'm like, what am I doing? My childhood is over. I miss my home, I miss my family, all of that. And so I definitely had one of those days on Labor Day. I was really sad. Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you guys. I cried for like 3 hours straight. My boyfriend had come to visit me, Joshua, and then he had just left. So I was sad about that, obviously. And then my family had like these fun plans for the day, and I was just really sad I wasn't with them celebrating. And so it was just a rough day because I was just stuck in my dorm room. And then I eventually told my roommate, Ellie, I was like, girl, we need to get out. I need to get out of this room. Like, can we go to the mall? And we did. And that made me feel better because retail therapy is a thing. But yeah, so definitely I have gotten homesick. I went home for the first time this past weekend, so it had been pretty much a month since I'd been home. My family actually moved, though, so I didn't even get to go to my home, so it didn't really feel like I was home, so it kind of was weird. I don't know if that helped me or not, but today I thought maybe I would be homesick, but I was really fine. I had a good day today, so definitely it goes in and out. I was expecting to be homesick. It just kind of hits you like a wave, and when it hits you, you're down, but then you just gotta get yourself back up and realize this is life, you know, and there's gonna be more adjustments too. Looking for the next question. Ooh, this is a juicy question. Do people still party/drink at Christian colleges? Okay, I've only been here a month, haven't even met that many people, but yes, they do. I've heard freshmen, you know, their weekend tales. And it's just not allowed on campus, obviously. Most colleges are considered dry campuses. But the difference I see in a Christian college is it's not talked about as much from what I've experienced. I haven't even been to like a big university or anything like that. But I feel like the stereotype for big universities is party colleges. And since we don't really have that big of fraternities or sororities, it's definitely not heavily said. Like, in class, at the beginning of class, I don't hear everyone talking about how drunk they got on the weekends or anything like that. I definitely hear about things, but I feel like it's not as much as it if I was in a sorority or fraternity, or obviously not a fraternity, but if I was in a sorority, I feel like I would maybe hear about it more. I'm not sure. I don't want to give my opinions on sororities because I've never been in one. I do have friends in them, but, and they've had positive, positive experiences. But yeah, definitely partying still a thing, even at Christian colleges, but not, I feel like it's not as big of a deal here. Definitely not talked about as much, at least with the people I hang out with. And I'm going to sound so lame, but she also asked, if so, how do you stay away from it but not isolate yourself? So with my group of friends, none of us are really into the whole partying scene. And so I'm just not even invited to these, you know, the parties, you know, like the typical college parties, like beer pong parties. Obviously, we have a good time, but don't want to sound too lame here for you guys. But I honestly am wondering, like, how do people know about these things going on? Like, I'm so out of the loop. So I don't even have that problem with being like, oh, I'll feel left out if I don't go to this party, because the people I hang out with, we do stuff on our own that doesn't involve, you know, underage drinking or whatever. So yeah, that's the whole partying gist. This is getting juicy now. Ooh, 25 minutes in. You guys got the good stuff for sticking around. This is a good question. K Tosterberger asked, is it harder to balance everything than it was when you were in high school? This is so hard to answer. I feel like there's less categories for me, but more in those categories. So for example, in high school, I did everything. I did musical, I did sports, YouTube, and school. I was, you know, big in all those. Since I went to such a small school, you guys know the gist. If you followed me for a while, I was kind of leader in so many aspects of my high school. So I had a lot of commitments. Here, my only commitments are YouTube and school, like my business YouTube and school. And so I definitely have more schoolwork, and I definitely want to focus more on YouTube. So those are two huge commitments, but I don't have all those small commitments. Like right now, I'm really not signing up for any clubs. I may do one, but I don't have that many clubs, or, you know, I'm not in a sport here or anything like that. So that's not taking away my time. I have less commitments, but more work in the two commitments that I have. Those being school and YouTube, excuse me. So it's hard to explain, but that's kind of what I've realized. My days are still jam-packed, for sure. Hey, Mickey asked, how was your experience with Belmont College? My counselor recommended I apply. Obviously, every school's going to have ups and downs, highs and lows, pros and cons. But overall, Belmont has been such a great experience so far. Obviously, college is hard, and the transition to college is hard. I was expecting it. Like, I was ready for the most part. But even though on the days I've had my lows, I just remember how grateful. I just try to be grateful. I just remind myself how blessed I am to be able to go to this school. And I could not see myself at any other college except Belmont. I really couldn't. And so I'm so happy and thankful to be here. And I just think of how, you know, lucky I am to be able to get a higher education at such a nice school. And so that's just what I have to remind myself on the days that I'm swamped in homework or feeling homesick or something's gone wrong in my day. I just have to remember, you know, how lucky I am to be here. And yeah, so I feel like that was a good ending to the podcast. This was a lot of me talking. I can't believe I just talked for like 30 minutes straight, but I hope you enjoyed this. And if you want more chatty Kathy type of podcast episodes where I sit here and there's not any outtakes, there's no clips, it's not really giving you tips or steps to do this or that, but it's just talking, I would love to do that because I feel like I don't really get to do that with my videos anymore. So yeah, if you guys like this episode, please let me know on social media by screenshotting, leave an iTunes review. You know, we got to get those reviews in so we can share the podcast, because I'm putting a lot of effort into it. Coming up with, obviously, I've been pretty persistent with season 2, and I'm excited for everything else coming up, and I want more people to find it. And just, yeah, because I love finding new podcasts. So leaving an iTunes review really helps. Don't mean to be that type of podcaster that's always just pushing the reviews, but you guys know it really helps. It's like YouTube with likes. Okay. So screenshot especially if you're listening on Spotify or something like that where the podcast hasn't been yet. I want to know. And I don't want to say goodbye, but I guess this is goodbye. Till next time. Okay. I love you guys. It's late. I need to start winding down, as you know from my day routine, as I described. Okay, seriously, heading off. See you guys, or talk to you guys next time. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Now, I want to know your thoughts. Post a screenshot of you listening to the podcast on your Instagram story and tag me. We can then have a fun DM chat about all things business, social media, life, and honestly, whatever else. Let me know what you want to see more of in this podcast and what you already love about it in an iTunes review, and I will catch y'all next time. Just remember to dream, believe, and achieve. Bye!